Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Yale Community Club member Scott Fredrickson about their annual scholarship dinner fundraiser, which is partnering with Guthrie County 4-H this year for a live and silent auction this Saturday. How did you decide to partner with the 4-H Foundation this year?
Well, we're always in the process of evaluating and trying to figure out what we can do, you know, for the fundraising portion of the scholarship supper. Of course, the ticket sales money goes to support our scholarships that we give to the Yale graduates at Panorama High School every year, $500 apiece. But in the past, you know, we've had a big history of having this fundraising auction. So the last couple of years, we've worked with Timber Creek Charities on it, and that has worked really good. And, you know, we're always just looking and evaluating at different opportunities. And this year, the 4-H, Guthrie County 4-H has this big project going on, and they were nominated by club members to take part in the fundraising auction part of it. So we just chose to do it with them.
For the supper, you know, with giving the scholarships to Yale's graduating seniors, why does the club feel that an important thing to do?
Well, this was a program that was started many, many, many years ago by the Yale Walkers, and that was some of our senior citizen gals that used to walk around town and collect pop cans, and then they'd turn them in, they'd donate the money to the Yale kids from Panorama High Schools, and all those gals have passed on. And at the time, not all of them had passed on, but, well, they decided they could no longer do that. And so the community club just picked it up because we thought that that was a good project for us. Anyway, we've continued that now. I suppose we're in our fifth or sixth year of it, or seventh, or something like that. But we give $500 to all the kids that graduate from Panorama High School that have a Yale address and successfully complete their first year of college or trade school or whatever it is they choose to do.
As far as the details for the supper, Litterdale, I forget the name of that company, but
a Litterdale Country Store, yeah. We had them do our supper for us last year, and it was a big success. They do a tremendous job. It's going to be three different meats, you know, beef, pork, and chicken, and they put out quite a spread with potatoes and vegetables, and we'll be having a salad and also dessert this year, so everybody can expect to have a very, very good meal.
Is this a BYOB event?
Yep, it is BYOB. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to bring whatever beverage they want to enjoy while they participate in the meal and the auction event.
To get to know a bit more about the Yale Community Club for those who aren't too aware, how often do you guys meet and what are some of the other projects that you guys do for the community?
Well, we generally meet every other month, and our big projects over the years has been, number one, the 4th of July celebration. So, and that's been going on for, gosh, I don't know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Beats me. I don't know when it started. I've been involved in it now for close to 25, I think. But anyway, so that's a big project of ours to get that put on, and that includes the July 3rd, the evening. We always have had entertainment there the last many years. We're also planning on doing probably a pancake or an omelet breakfast here this late winter, early spring sometime as a fundraiser. And that, you know, those are, but and with the scholarship supper, you know, those are really the two big things we do, plus some associated smaller things we do. And then we have the community club, of course, which we built, must be 10 or 12 years ago now. We rent that out for occasions so people can come and rent that community club, and it's really a heck of a nice facility. So, and it's got about 350 person capacity, and so that is the other thing that we focus on is maintaining that building so the community can rent it and have their festivities.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about the breakfast fundraiser as the details get further fleshed out for that. And for the club, if people are interested in joining, who would you recommend they contact or what can they do to get to know more about the meetings and so forth?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to contact Jenny Van Gundy at the Farmer State Bank. She can get them the details of, you know, when the meetings are scheduled for and, you know, anything else. So
membership for the club, are there dues for that?
Yeah, that's $20 a year for membership. So we and that's family. That's family membership. So we really look forward to having, you know, as many people be members as possible. So it is always beneficial to the community club to have that. Not only active people participating, but, you know, every $20 bill helps us, you know, provide the activities and the building that, you know, we want.
For the annual Yale Supper and 4-H benefit, would you like to remind listeners when and where that will be taking place?
Well, that will be at the Yale Community Club in downtown Yale on Saturday, January 18th. And the doors open at 5, so you can review all of the auction items and the silent auction items and enjoy yourself. And we will start serving the meal at 6 p.m.
Can tickets be purchased at the door at the event?
We'll try not to sell any at the door. The tickets can be purchased at the Farmer State Bank in Yale and also at the Guthrie County Extension Office at Guthrie Center or from any Yale Community Club member.
Just to wrap things up, besides raising funds for these scholarships to Yale youth and helping out with local organizations like the 4-H Foundation, besides that, what do you enjoy from hosting this annual event, and why do you encourage the community to take part?
Well, over the years, we've just had an awful lot of people just tell us how much they enjoy getting together and, you know, having conversations and fellowship with all the people that show up in January. You know, it's kind of a tough time of year, and people are stuck in. So, you know, they really like to get out and to be able to have something to do and go visit with their neighbors and friends and see their acquaintances. So that's really why we have kept it going, is because they just enjoy showing up. You know, it's not so much the auction or the meal. It's mostly all about the fellowship with, you know, our community.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Yale Community Club member Scott Fredrickson about their annual scholarship fundraiser, which is partnering with Guthrie County 4-H this year for a live and silent auction this Saturday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.